For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Corey Davidson. Columbia Public Schools is still refining what in-person and online learning will look like for the 2020 to 2021 school year. The Columbia, Missourian Report Superintendent Peter Stiepelman announced earlier this week that families will be able to choose either online or in-person learning. The district will send a complete reentry plan with more information on this change to families by June 22nd. On that day, the district will also send an enrollment questionnaire that asks families for their preference. As for mitigating exposure to the virus, one option discussed would be to keep students in one classroom all day, though this could be complicated for labs or technical courses. District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says differences in specific needs will be taken into account during planning. Students from MU who wish to see the removal of the Thomas Jefferson statue met with campus leaders today to discuss the issue. University of Missouri System President Moon Choi met in private with organizers of a petition earlier today. University spokesman Christian Basie said the meeting was, quote, very constructive, but more details would be released later. The online petition garnered over 3,250 signatures as of today. Organizer Roman Leapart says he objected to the statue because Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. The Missouri Department of Labor released data today showing that unemployment claims in Missouri are steadily declining. The most recent data shows 19,280 initial unemployment claims for the week ending June 6th. This is down from the previous week's claims of just over 20,400. National unemployment claims dropped last week to about 1.5 million laid-off workers applying. St. Louis Archbishop Robert Carlson is stepping down after leading the Catholic community for more than a decade. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzin reports, Pope Francis has named Carlson's successor.
St. Louis Archbishop Robert Carlson submitted his resignation letter to Pope Francis last year when he turned 75, the church's mandatory age for retirement. The Pope announced Wednesday that he had accepted Carlson's retirement and selected his successor, Bishop Mitchell Rozanski. Rozanski has led the Diocese of Springfield, Massachusetts since 2014. During a press conference, he said he plans to spend the coming months learning about the needs of the St. Louis Catholic community.
I don't think I can come here with a set agenda. I don't think I could come here with preconceived notions.
He will officially become Archbishop during a mass service scheduled for August 25th. I'm Shayla Farzan.
Governor Parson addressed the state once again today with updates on Missouri's Show Me Strong recovery plan. Among his announcements was a promise to continue with the Missouri State Fair, even if it looks different from usual.
The State Fair has only been canceled one time in over 100 years, and it was during World War II. As a ag governor, I guess I want to say, somebody that comes from the farm, I don't want it to be the second time on my watch that it's canceled. The State Fair will go on. Some version of the state fair.
Parson also announced today all statewide restrictions put in place due to the coronavirus will be lifted next Tuesday. He is still encouraging social distancing, avoiding large gatherings, and wearing a mask if you feel comfortable to do so. Despite a rise in cases, Parson says it's time to open up all businesses.
The health and safety of all Missourians will always be our number one priority. But as I've said many times, COVID-19 has had a devastating impact on our economy.
Parson says local officials can still keep restrictions in place. The Department of Health and Senior Services is currently working on recommendations for nursing homes and long-term care facilities. I'm Corey Davidson, KBIA News, Columbia.